following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hi there, welcome to Wilson Wednesdays.
Hello.
I'm here with Jack Wilson, my son, my only son, my only son. And Jack is joining me because this last weekend we talked about Lost and Found was the message title for this last weekend. And we talked about the importance of finding those that are lost. And I thought Jack's kind of an expert on losing things.
Yeah.
So what are some things that you've lost before?
I've lost my brand new baseball bat, and my dad was mad at me since it was brand new and we just bought it.
Yeah.
And then I found it later, but I also lost my GoPro that my dad gave to me.
Have you lost anything today? Did you say you lost some money today?
I lost a $20 bill, but that's, I got the money. I paid the person the $20 bills, and then, so I technically got my money back, but.
Right. In a house full of five people, we're losing things all the time. And as I talked about this weekend, when you lose something, there is this sense of like, how do you feel when you lose something?
I'm like, my dad's
going to
be mad.
Aside from just your dad being mad or your mom being mad.
What
do you feel? What's inside
you? I feel nervous. I'm like, dang, I don't know where that is.
Yeah.
And then I'm mad. It goes through sad, then to mad, and then yeah.
Yeah.
And then you just forget about it, and then you're like, oh, wait, I wanted that.
Right. Yeah. So, one of the feelings is that pit in your stomach of like, where did I put it? Am I ever going to get it back again? And we talked a little about that this weekend. But the idea of being lost and being found. And one of the coolest things that we studied and looked at and we see in Luke chapter 15 is that God actually seeks after people who are lost.
Yes.
And I believe that we're included in that searching out. That, in fact, Jack, when he goes to school... In the way he is a ambassador for Christ, the way that he treats people, the way he loves people and cares for people, and he does a good job at that, he actually is out searching for lost people, lost kids in fifth grade and fourth grade and third grade, that he's actually a representative of the Lord, and the Lord is going to use Jack to reach people. Have you ever had that happen with you before?
I'm... a good example, I guess. I've had some friends that are other beliefs, and I think I may have told one of my friends about the Lord. I told him to come to our VBS. So I think he came, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
He came to our VBS, which we have coming soon.
And I think one of those things that we're always looking for, searching for, is, and with the heart of the Lord, obviously, the heart of the Lord is I want to save, I want to redeem as many as I possibly can. And we are vessels that he uses to go do that. We are tools in his hand. And even at fifth grade at 11 years old?
Yes.
At 11 years old, Jack can be an awesome tool for the Lord. In fact, oftentimes in those younger years, when someone doesn't kind of expect you to behave or to act a way that is, in a certain way, your maturity can speak of what the Lord has done in your life and in your heart to reach out to other people. But I think that leaves us with that perfect example of the Lord is reaching out, trying to find, seek, and save those that are lost. And I hope just to use this as a reminder from this weekend, and remember the three things that was missing, right? The number one was the sheep. The number two was the
coin and the sun.
And the sun, right? So we're making sure that we are out looking for those sheep and that coin. And fittingly, I had the sun come on here. And I don't know that I've ever lost you before, like in a store.
In a store, probably, yeah. My mom's lost me in the store.
Really?
Yeah.
Tell me more. I don't remember that story. Anyways, so I would just encourage you today, whoever the Lord puts in your pathway, that is an opportunity possibly for you to open up that door and say, maybe that's the person that the Lord's calling, and he's already been working on their heart to draw you to himself. And I would just say this, there's three questions that I mentioned this last weekend that you can ask someone, or you can be cued in on. If they say, I'm not from around here, or they say, I didn't expect that was gonna happen in my life, or they say, things are not going well, those are open invitations to say, can I pray for you? And can I invite you to come to my church, right? Or maybe even in that moment, just offer them an extension to come to know Jesus. Those are opportunities that I think God brings across our paths. And those are open invitation to invite a lost person to become found. Yeah? Jack, would you pray for us?
Yeah. Thank you, Lord, for letting us do this, for teaching and help many people who see this to go out and preach the Lord. And Lord Jesus, thank you for an awesome dad and mom. And yeah, so help the lost become found. And yeah, amen.
Amen. Amen. Bye from Wilson Wednesdays. We'll see you next week.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day.